episode 531, Confessions of a Happy Mama, What My Children Teach Me Daily.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy, happy day, sweet mamas. How are you? I pray your week has been an absolutely glorious one. And I hope that you are finding time for you, that you're taking enough time this summer to pause. Because I know how crazy it can get when those kiddos are home. I know how crazy it is just with your own schedule. But now when you have everybody always in the house, you're probably like, I need some peace time. You need to make time for you. And maybe you're the only one in the house. Maybe you're like, well, it's just me because the kids are all at camp. Guess what? That can kind of feel lonely too. So wherever you are in your journey this summer, make time to be present with you, not under somebody else's schedule, but what you need to rejuvenate you. And guess what? Today is confession day. Yes, what do you want to confess? Do you have anything to confess? Whisper in my ear. I want to hear it. Really? Oh, interesting. Well, we have Confessions of a Happy Mama today. It is What My Children Teach Me Daily. It's a good one, actually. I think you'll enjoy it. But first, we have to give a huge shout out to all of our brand new members here at Create Your Now. Welcome to this incredible family. Colleen, I want to give you a shout out. Welcome. I'm glad to see you in the Women of Impact Facebook group. It's great to have you there. And for those of you who are like, wait, what about a Facebook group? Yes, you too can join. It's a closed group, which just means you just have to request. You can go on over to facebook.com/groups/ The Women of Impact. Request to join. Also, there's a link in the show notes. I will approve that request as promptly as I can. And we want you in there. We're there to serve. We're there to encourage and cheer each other on. You have women of like-mindedness in that group to build each other up. Sometimes I think we are doing life and we think we have to do life by ourselves, or that if we don't do it our way, then there's no way. And it's much better. We can learn from each other. We can pick each other up. We've got some women in there that are a little bit older and wiser than even me. Yes, that feels good when someone's a little bit older than you. And then we have some that are younger. And that's what makes us all go around. That's what makes the Women of Impact so special and unique. Women from around the world. So I want to see you there. It's a lot of fun. I tell you, it's a lot of fun. And again, we're growing. So come on over. Okay, we got to get into confession time because confessions are important. And this is a happy confession. It's one that my children tend to teach me, yes, on a daily basis. You know how I'm absolutely fascinated with human nature and communication. Watching people, I can go and sit. I can go to the zoo. I could go to a mall, maybe just an open food court, and I can sit there and watch how people interact with each other, how they communicate. With summer here, our home is now the revolving door for the neighbors. We have kids coming in and out all the time. What my children teach me daily is they too are leaders. It's neat to see that they are leaders. We don't think of our young offspring yet as leaders. Now, maybe as they get older into high school, moving into college, and as they definitely go out into the real world on their own, we consider them more as leaders. But even our preschoolers are leaders. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, an entrepreneur, or a woman with a deep-seated passion, you too are a leader. What captivates my heart is that the children see it before we do. So not only are our children leaders, and we don't see that necessarily in them, that's my upset part, but my happy part is that our children see it within us before we even know it. We think sometimes we're just a stay-at-home mom. That's not the case. This is where I get upset. We downplay the importance of our role. When our children upplay us, they know how special you are. They can see it in your eyes. They can feel it when you cook their dinner. They taste it. They're like, oh my goodness, if I would have made this mac and cheese myself, it would not have tasted the same. but you throw caution to the wind and convince yourself that you aren't all that. You're just a mom. How many times have you caught yourself saying that? I'm just a mom. I'm just a wife. I just don't feel like anything, you know, that I matter to anybody. I'm just. I think we say it far too often. But our children don't see that. We can take a page out of their book. Now, this may be a little graphic, but we are committing suicide. Emotional suicide. Why shoot yourself in the foot? You keep putting your own self down before anybody has a chance to build you up. You're trying to build a business. You're trying to create that perfect newsletter so that when you send it out for the very first time, all of a sudden people are like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. But before you even send it out, you've already knocked yourself down 20 times. You're living underneath a park bench, not even giving your own self the opportunity to succeed. You're committing suicide. And the problem is, our children hear that. When we say things like, oh, I'm just your mom. If only I could do better. Really? Really? Listen to your language, the vocabulary. You are incredible with what you've been given. Times may get tough. Tempers may get elevated. Finances may get stretched. But that doesn't change the fact, the potential you have within you. Your children see it. Your sweetheart notices. But you brush yourself under the rug as if a dust bunny. Why do we do that? Why do you do that? Why do you sell yourself short? You matter. You are precious. God created you on purpose with a passion inside you. That passion may be to love on your children every day. That passion may be to homeschool them every single day of the week that you have, you know, your calendar laid out. That passion may be to support your husband in his dreams and his career. That spark of passion within you may be to do all the above and also build a business. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Stop putting yourself down. Yeah, this is the upset part of the happy mama. You have children. You have people in your life, your hubby, your extended family, your business partners that see you as a leader. Someone with a mission, a passion to go above and beyond the norm. You are special. You're not just a dust bunny. That's our domestic beauties. But not you. You're more than that. Why speak down to yourself? Why tell yourself horrible stories? I know because I've been there. I've had and used these terms in my life. Maybe it's to lift me up, I think, but in actuality, it's not. It is committing that suicide emotionally. You keep adding all that up over time, over years and years and years and years. And that builds up stuff within us. That stuff that's within us is that horrible stuff called maybe bitterness, resentment, disappointment, despair, depression. Oh yeah, this is an upset mama. You don't make me happy when you use that. They're excuses that we think really don't matter. They're just words, but they're not just words because you see your children see you as something more than that. They see the sparkle within you. What my children teach me daily is that I make a difference. You make a difference in your child's life. You make a difference in your husband's life. You make a difference at work. Your children when they notice this, they may be young and they don't necessarily know how to express themselves. But it's that quiet hug, the brief smirk you see as they walk away, the text message that is all in emojis. Have you ever gotten one of those? I love those. And then they talk in all these other slang languages. You're like, wait, TMI, LOLRO. I mean, you're sitting there going, whoa, slow down. You have to get a dictionary out to understand what your child said to you. But they're expressing themselves. They're telling you, hey, mom, you make a difference. Hey, Wendy, you make a difference. Hey, Carla, you make a difference. Hey, Crystal, you make a difference. Hey, Tiffany, you make a difference. Hey, Colleen, you make a difference. Hey, Kim, you make a difference. Hey, Susie, you make a difference. Hey, Cassandra, you make a difference. You, mama, make a difference. So when you're frustrated or feeling down and out, or maybe you're riding on cloud nine, either way, on either spectrum, no, you are the definition of impact. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. Your touch, your words are magical. You are a leader. Your children see this in you. Why do you think that they want you to make their sandwich for them? Okay, so I have to tell you the story. My husband says, oh, sweetheart, I'm hungry. Now, yes, I got to say, I do spoil my husband. It's my job, and I enjoy it, and I see it as actually serving him. That's what I'm supposed to do as his wife, and so I get great joy in fixing him meals. There are times, though, that, well, quite frankly, I'm really busy. Maybe I'm trying to prepare for an episode on the podcast. Maybe I'm writing or working on the program or fine-tuning something for a coaching client. And I noticed that he hasn't eaten much at all, except for maybe what's processed, like he'll go grab some goldfish and peanuts or something like that. And so I just kind of nonchalantly say, are you hungry? Would you like something? And he says, oh, yeah, that would be great. What would you like? Well, what are my options, hon? So then I list the options out. And usually it ends up being, how about a sandwich with something to go with it? Okay, I can do that. And I said, you know what, hon, what if you, and he stops me, oh, sweetheart, but it just tastes so much better when you do it. You carry the magic within you, your touch, your words, your hug, your love. You are a leader in your household. My children teach me this daily. They don't come up to me and say, mom, you're a great leader. They don't do that. However, there are times that, yes, I do kind of get burnt out or I feel like, gosh, I just don't know what to say to the women of impact today. I need something. Help me. And they're like, mom, you're going to figure it out. You're good at that. You just know what to say. Your children see so much more in you, just as you see so much more in them. What is it that we can see other people's potential, but we can't see our own? Are you walking around with a cloudy mirror today? A cloudy reflection as to really who you are? Mama, I'm here to tell you, you need to love your reflection. You are a leader. Don't sell yourself short. So, you know you're a leader. Well, because why? I just told you that. Maybe you're looking at yourself a little bit differently. Maybe you're like, okay, maybe I need to switch up my perspective. Can you help me out a little bit? Well, guess what? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Be present in your daily interactions. Be all in. When we talk about be present, we talk about that a lot. You hear me say, be present, be incredible, be you. Presence is key. When you have a foggy mirror after you get out of the shower, you don't look too great no matter if you have makeup on, no matter if you're clean or dirty. You look a little distorted. Something just isn't right. You got to clear out that fog. And this is how you can do it, by being present. Be present in your daily interactions. Let's break it down for you. Number one, watch how your children respond to you. Watch how your husband responds to you. Your girlfriends respond to you. Really watch them. Be aware of their reactions to what you say. Okay, so really watch. Be on point. So if I asked you, okay, so you had this conversation with Chuck. What did Chuck say? And how did he respond to you? Number two, know their reactions, their facial expressions, their body language, their mannerisms. That detailed. That's what being present is. It's honing in on that exact moment in time. Everything else around you is foggy. You're not worried about your peripheral vision. What you see is right in front of you. Watch how your children respond to you, how your hubby responds to you. Know their reactions, their mannerisms, their facial expressions, their body language. And number three, intertwine yourself in the moment as if no one else is around. I love to look at this as if you have blinders on. You see what's before you. Why do we put blinders on horses? We put blinders on horses so they don't get distracted. Mamas, we get so distracted in our life. We are trying to do way too much. We want to be the juggler of life. Let's take that word out of our vocabulary. And let's say we want to be productive in life. We want to be the leader of our life. You are leading in your life. The people around you see that. Put your blinders on. Be present in your daily interactions. Be all in. This is what your children want of you. They desire this attention from their leader, their mama. This is what your husband wants in you. They want to see this. And in turn, what? We expect this of them. When you're raising your children, you have this expectation of how they are to respect you. It goes both ways. You are a leader. Go out, be present, be incredible, create impact today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.